Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
It was a divided Scranton City Council, but they were able to pass the mayor's downtown traffic plan. This is the whole walkability project. It's going to be a lot of changes. People don't like change. We know that. Anyway, they believe that this is the people who support this, like Mayor Paige Cognetti and their proponents. They think this is, and I'm looking at the story in the Scranton Times Tribune, a rare opportunity made possible by funding from the American Rescue Plan Act to change traffic flow and patterns and improve infrastructure, making the downtown safer for pedestrians and more attractive for business. And there's more people living downtown. A lot of these old places have been fixed up and are now some really nice apartments for people in the downtown. So there are people who question all the changes and is it actually going to make it safer? And you know, I think that we all need to bring, and I'd love it if we could bring infrastructure across the United States into the, I hate to say the 21st century, but for cities, especially to bring people in and get them to shop. I think it's nice to make it easier for people that work in the downtown who maybe don't want to drive or would rather bike to work or walk to work. I have no problem with this. I don't. And it has nothing to do with who is the mayor at the time. I would have supported this either way. I have been in cities where they do this and they make it much more welcoming to people to be able to do that. Yes, it's a learning curve because if you drive, there are changes in the traffic patterns. But you know what? We're adaptable people.
We are, but we're also a very impatient people and we get frustrated and we like what we like. And to our credit, Northeastern Pennsylvania residents are some of the most traditional in their way of thinking.
Well,
we don't like changes. And I'll be honest. I look at what they're trying to accomplish here. And I say, when this is done, I think this is going to be something people will really embrace. But it's that transition period, however long it's going to take from idea to completion, that's going to make people go, what do you mean that's now a one way? It's never been a one way. Or what do you mean I can't park where I parked? Or why do you want to bring people down here? There's no places to shop. Or I think Scranton, actually downtown Scranton, I think is on the cusp of really good things. Mm-hmm. And this could only help long term. But will people give it a chance?
I don't know. It's going to happen now. It's passed.
Was it former Mayor Wayne Evans? He said, the city is downtown has been too car centric. It's like, yeah, because it's 2025. What do you want to be horse? Like, I understand what he's saying, but still,
Scranton,
you don't want
to
push people who drive out.
Used to be a hub, right, where a lot of people came. I mean, it was a huge city. It was one of the biggest. I mean, they had Broadway shows, like Broadway shows. I mean, we're talking a long time has passed, but this is an opportunity with the funding that's available. And making this, even the Chamber of Commerce and the businesses support this. They think it's a great idea. You want to bring people in, whether to live, to work, make it easier for people. It doesn't mean cars can't be there, but drivers, you can learn new patterns. I mean, with all the traffic going on anyway in construction, we're constantly learning new patterns.
This doesn't necessarily get talked about a lot, but when you create a situation like this where it's more walkable, it also gives people the opportunity to gives the cities an opportunity to close things down for block parties and special events because they know how they can block things off and people are already walking more than they were driving. So it simplifies a lot of things. But again, you got to get there. And maybe my issue is just I don't want to hear people complaining about it because they will.
Well, they will anyway.
I think the end result, though, is worth it.
I agree. I know that some of you feel differently. There are people who are very, very people on our own station that don't agree with it. And I think, you know, this is healthy for people to we can disagree on things. And here's the thing. If and when it comes to fruition, we'll know. And, you know, we may very well go, wow, this is great. I'm, you know, just like the arena being built or other things that have been built that have been controversial from the beginning. And then after the fact, you go, you know, were we right about this?
It's not as if this the end result is not as oppressive as some people are making it sound like they just want to take away. No, I think this is just about making it easier for people to get around. I think it'll be more a better overall experience.
And sometimes I think it also has to do with the politics of the person who's in charge. So you don't like somebody, so you're going to hate their idea.
Maybe.
Just because it's their idea or something that they propose. Anyway, it was divided, but it did pass the downtown traffic plan, replacing some traffic lights with stop signs. Some one-way streets will be two-way streets. And then it'll be much more friendly to pedestrians and bicyclists and a whole bunch of, you know, other things to make it friendlier to people living in the downtown and wanting to come to the downtown.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.